The 15th kina in the Seder of the Kinos, Eicha Ashpaso Pasuach Kekever, is really one of the longest and probably one of the most complex of the Kinos. It follows the pattern of the third parak of Eicha, where Yirmiyahu HaNavi recorded each letter of the Aleph Beis three times, three psukim beginning with Aleph, three psukim beginning with Beis, Gimel, etc. And what this kina does is it weaves together those psukim of the third parak of Eicha, which in many ways is the most painful parak of Eicha, along with the words of the Tochacha that we find in Parshas Bechukosai. If you look in Megillas Eicha, the pasuk begins, Ani hagever ra ani b'shevet evraso. I am the man who saw the ani, who saw the affliction, who saw the suffering. B'shevet evraso. I've seen the shevet, the staff, I've seen the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's evra, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Mefarshim point out that Ani hagever is in fact gematria Yirmiyahu. As Yirmiyahu HaNavi is the one who's speaking, he's telling us about the suffering that he's seen with his own eyes. But I want to share with you an insight into this pasuk, which will again give us insight into this kina. Again, as Yirmiyahu HaNavi tries to express the pain that he's feeling, that he's seeing before his own eyes. Ibn Ezra, on this pasuk, on the words, Ani HaGever, I am the man who saw all of the suffering, says, of course, Kadmonenu explained that this is a reference to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the author of the Megillah. But then the Ibn Ezra, in just a couple of words, says an amazing thing. O Yomar kol echad mi Yisrael. In a certain sense, every Jew can say, Ani hagever ra ani. I am the one who saw the suffering. And I think it's particularly true in the time in which we're living, not just talking about recent events in the world, but certainly there's been a lot of strange and unusual suffering that the world has seen as of recent, but on a more global level. The fact that we are the end of time, we are the ikvus of the Mashiach, we are the generation that after nearly 2,000 years of Galus longs to see the Beis HaMikdash, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot more than someone who's lived 1,000 years ago. And while I haven't seen it with my physical eyes, but I certainly have knowledge of the suffering of the Jewish people for so many years. And I guess in a certain sense, at the end of time, when we look back, and we reflect on all of that suffering, we should be the most pained. Sometimes we're so numb that it's hard for us to feel, but on a simple level, we should actually feel it the most. The breakdown of this perek, of the third perek of Eicha, is really divided into three topics. It starts off with Yirmiyahu, and again, really the voice of all of us, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, lamenting all of the suffering that has occurred. He then transitions, the middle section of Psukim, discuss his reflections on the ways of Hashem, trying to understand a little bit the nature of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And then, of course, he ends with a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us and bring all of this punishment that has been brought upon us, upon our enemies. And again, when you go through a kina like this, interwoven with the tochacha, and we think about the harshest, the greatest punishments the Jewish people have ever experienced, our initial reaction is, again, I've seen the suffering. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be? And then we transition, so to speak, to that second section, which is trying to understand, making sense of, why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? And often being left with many questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But hopefully we graduate to that third section, which again is reflected in the third parak of Eicha and this kina, and that is to translate that suffering and to translate all of those questions into prayer, into tefillah, into a longing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge against our enemies, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring geula for the Jewish people. And it's a particularly great challenge. Having seen so much suffering, having known so much suffering, being able to look back and say, not only did we see the Chorban, we also saw so many other Chorbanos throughout Jewish history, most recent ones and ones of old. So many Chorbanos since the fall of Bayis Sheni. There's a part of us that almost wants to get stuck, or doesn't know how to get out of that second section of questioning Hashem. But I leave you with the words of the Chafetz Chaim, as he explained in the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, which wasn't written by the Chafetz Chaim, but it's the words of the Chafetz Chaim, it's the ideas of the Chafetz Chaim, in Parshas Kisisa. When Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodi'eni na'as derechecha, Hashem, I can't make sense of all of your ways. Again, the pain of Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying, I've seen so much suffering, and I can't make sense of all of it. And somehow he's able to work his way through it to come to a tefillah. So what's the Eitzah for us? How do we do the same thing? The Gemara in Brachos tells us in Daf Zayin that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I don't understand. Why is it that tzaddikim suffer? Why is it that Rishaim prosper? And the Chafetz Chaim explained with a simple mashal. The Chafetz Chaim said, imagine you go to visit a shul. And you walk into the shul and you start to notice which individuals are being given aliyos. There's some very distinguished people in the shul, and for whatever reason, they don't seem to be getting the aliyos. Yankel gets an aliyah, and Beryl gets an aliyah, and Shmerel gets an aliyah, and you're looking around and you can't understand what is this? What on earth is this Gabbai doing? He doesn't have respect for the distinguished members of the shul. And he goes over to the Gabbai and he says to the Gabbai, I noticed you gave aliyah to this one, and that one gave the aliyahs to very plain, you know, regular people, and there's some very fine people in the shul. How can you skip over them? What are you thinking? How are you running this shul? And the Gabbai turns to him and he says, you don't understand. You're here for one Shabbos. Don't you understand that Yankel has Yahrzeit, and that Beryl's wife gave birth to a baby boy this week? There's a simcha. And that this one has this, and that one has this. And if you would have been here in general, you'd see, of course, the distinguished members get many aliyos throughout the year. But if you're only looking at one little slice of the whole story, you don't have the whole picture, so then, of course, your perspective is lacking. And I think that's the message that we have to take as we read through this painful kina, as we put ourselves in Yirmiyahu HaNavi's shoes, Ani HaGever, I am also the one who's seen so much suffering. Again, it's a very long and intricate kina, but it really expresses all of the feelings that go through the heart and the mind of a Jew. Initially feeling the pain of the suffering, again trying to reflect on how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but then hopefully, like the Chafetz Chaim says, having the maturity to realize that we're only members of this shul, of this world, for a very short period of time. We don't have the big picture. And therefore it's so critical that we come to the third section of, so to speak, this kina, which turns all of that pain into prayer, and Emir Tzah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should hear our tefillos and should take away all of our suffering with the Gula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.